Okay, Rabosa, let us begin. What I want to do is, I want to kind of get a lay of the land on some of the topics that we'll be working on next week. It'll be a good hakdama towards next week. So we started looking yesterday at the topic of Davar Shem Eskav, and we saw a number of Gemaras that seem to indicate very clearly that the concept of Davar Shem Eskav, which is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says Davar Shem Eskav is aser. Rabbi Shimon says Davar Shem Eskav is mutter. So we know that while it is most famously rooted in Maseches Shabbos, this machlokas, and your classic and paradigmatic case is Gorer Adam, Kisei Safsal V'mita, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter uvavad shal yiskaven lasos charitz, that it's going to be mutter if you don't have kavana to make a furrow. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser. That's your classic paradigmatic case, Maseches Shabbos. However, you see many other cases of Davar Shem Eskavin in Kol HaTorah Kula. And we have, for example, case number one, we have the case of Mila, and there is a Baheres, B'makom HaMila. And the Gemara there invokes the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara told us that if you have a scenario, what was the case? You have Mila, so the Gemara says there's a pasuk that tells you that even though there's a Baheres, you're allowed to, the mitzvah of Mila overrides the isser of cutting off the Baheres. So the Gemara asks, why do I need a special pasuk? After all, is this not a case of a davar she'eino miskaven, which should be therefore mutter any event? Do I have intention to cut the Baheres? Not real. I have intention to the mitzvah of Mila. So the Gemara says, Abaye says, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I need a pasuk. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says Davar Shem Eskavin is aser, apparently an iser doraisa, and now the pasuk tells me that nevertheless it's mutter. And then the Gemara says, no, Rava says you can even learn according to Rabbi Shimon that it's a Davar Shem Eskavin is mutter, but over here it's going to be aser. Why? Because what kind of Davar Shem Eskavin is it? Psik Reisha. And Psik Reisha flips a Davar Shem Eskavin into that which is an iser doraisa, and therefore we need the pasuk to be mater. So again, does that sugya have anything with Shabbos? It's in Maseches Shabbos, but it's a Mila on a Wednesday as well, and therefore you see another example that you have this topic is a Kol HaTorah Kula topic. We had this as well in Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Beis, where the Mishnah says in general a Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut. Can he go ahead and play with his hair? Be mefasfes b'sa'arosav? Can he go ahead and do so? So the Gemara says, Levad, as long as he doesn't have kavana to pull out hairs. Whose sheet is that according to? That's according to Rabbi Shimon, that Davar Shem Eskavin is mutter. Nothing to do with Maseches Shabbos. And this is a very, very important case, which I want to introduce to you now, but it's going to be very significant for next week. And that is, take a look at source number 3 on your Marmakomos today, and that is the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara here tells us, Tanya, when they did the Nisuch Hayayin, what is Nisuch Hayayin? The wine libations on the Mizbeach. So how did they pour the wine on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, what did they do? Lasfalim? Did they put it in a bowl? Oh, eina ela le'ishim. In a bowl or on the fire itself? So the Gemara says, of course, it had to be on a bowl. Why? Because how could it be le'ishim? Amrit, we have an iser to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. The Torah says, eish tamid ala Mizbeach. Lo, yichbet, you're not allowed to extinguish. So it must be that where was the wine poured? Into a bowl, not onto the fire itself. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Lokashia. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. Ha, Rabbi Shimon. You could pour it onto the fire itself. Why does it help to pour on the fire itself? What does that help? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon? Because what's your kavana? Your kavana is to do wine libations. Is your kavana to extinguish fires?
No.
So according to Rabbi Shimon, can you do so?
Yeah.
Yes, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can pour it directly where?
On the fire.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pour where? Into the bowl, because even Davar Shem Eskavin is going to be awesome. Does this have anything to do with Shabbos? No. You'll ask me a question, which is a great one. Well, when you pour it, according to Rabbi Shimon, on what? On the fire, is it not a great question? Great question, which I don't want to address right now, but I will. We'll start. We'll get to it.
Is this done on Shabbos? This?
No! No. You're welcome. Okay. Now, I wanted to take a small detour a very short detour into this Gemara in Sanhedrin, just to can help us give a little breath over here. So, and then we'll come back to our course sugya. So the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, I'm going to like just kind of planting some seeds right now. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a very interesting shaila, nothing to do with Shabbos, Yonah, nothing to do with Shabbos. Are you allowed to go to your father as a dentist? Of course you can. But can you go to your son as a dentist? That's the shaila. So the Gemara wants to know, Iboilehu, Mao Shiyakis Dam La'aviv. Are you allowed to go have surgery, a father have surgery by his son? Is that permissible? So the Gemara says, of course it's permissible. After all, Rav Masna Omar Vahafto Recha Kamocha. If the tables were turned, would I let my father perform surgery on me? Of course I would. This is not to wound me. This is a refuah. I want this. So of course that's permissible. Rav Dimi Bar Chinna adds, Maka Adam Maka Behema. There's a hekesh. Maka Adam Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema Lerefuah Potter. Af Maka Adam Lerefuah Potter. Okay, so this sounds like it's allowed. But now you have this chumra of Rav. Rav lo shavik lebre lemishka le silu. I don't know what silu is. How would I? Well, what's silu? Oh, right. Rashi says silu is a kotz. So a father has a thorn in his flesh, and Rav would not allow his son lo shavik lebre lemishka le silu. He did not allow his son to do what? To take out the thorn. And Mar Bered Ravina Lo Shavik Le Lebre Lemiftach Le Kavasa. So what does that mean? He had a wound, and the wound was getting infected. What happens when a wound gets infected? It starts to have zuama. It starts to have pus. That's right, pus. So he wanted to release the pus. So he wouldn't let his son go ahead and kind of cut into the wound to release pus, because Dilma Chavil, because maybe he'd wound him. He'd create a wound, and Vahavale Shigas Isser. And this would be a Shigas Isser. What does Shigas Isser mean? What's his intention over here? His intention is to take out a thorn, is to go ahead and take out the pus. But what might he do? He might cause him to bleed unintentionally, and that's a Shigas Isser. So they wouldn't let their sons do it. So now the Gemara asks a kasha. Ihachi acher nami. So how do you ever go to a Jewish thorn remover? How do you ever go to a surgeon? After all, are you allowed to wound your father? No. Can you wound one of your buddies? No. So what difference does it make if it's a father-son matzav or a friend-friend matzav? It still should be awesome. So the Gemara answers, Shigas lav, acher is a shigas lav. Beno is a shigas chenek. When it's a colleague, so worst case scenario, you're going to cause some unintentional wounding. What's the chumras ha'iser there? It's a lav. It's a mere lav. But by a son to a father, that is a shigas chenek. That's a shigas misa, and that is much more chumra. Okay, that's what we need from the Gemara right now. So the Gemara makes a distinction that Shigas Lav is okay, Shigas Chenek is not okay. So take a look at the Ran for a second, the Ran source number 5. We're going to start from the Ran. Let's see. Okay, look at where I underlined. The beginning is, we explained already into the Gemara, but look at the underline. The Shigas Lav de Armina de Mutter. Why is Shigas Lav Mutter? What does Shigas Lav mean? What's my intention? I'm going ahead and doing some minor surgical procedure on Kunstler. Am I allowed to do the minor surgical procedure? Sure. But what's the concern? The concern is I'm supposed to cut in the stomach area. But you know what? Maybe I'll miss. And maybe I'm not to the stomach area, I'll do the chest area. And then, that's going to be a chabala shelo letzorech refuah. And that's a concern. So says the Gemara, that's not a concern by me and Kunstler. Why not? Because it's a shigas lav. What's my intention? My intention is to slash the stomach. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
That's allowed. But I might miss, and I might slash the chest. That's not allowed. So says the Ron. V'shikas lav d'aminu d'muter perish b'tayis ha'shu davar sheni miskavim. Because it's a davar sheni miskavim. I had kavana to, or if I'm pulling out a thorn, did I have kavana to take out blood?
No.
No, I want to take out a thorn, then I took out blood. So it's a davar sheni miskavim. On a what? On a lav. So says Taisus, within this Gemara, davar sheni miskavim, if you're only talking about a lav, is muter. That's muter. That's muter. Give me an example of a davar sheni miskavim, a Gemara that says davar sheni miskavim by a lav is muter. Give me an example. Give me an example. What?
This one, right?
Give me another example.
Nazir
is a good example. Nazir, if a Nazir takes a haircut, what kind of issue is that? It's a lav. Davar sheni miskavim on a lav is muter. Give me another example. Give me another example. Cutting off baharis, cutting off tsaras, is what kind of iser? It's a lav. Davar sheni miskavim on a lav is what? It's muter. Give me another example. Give me another example.
All the examples you gave,
give me another one. Fine. Mochrek sus. The kilayim case. Modeling kilayim. What kind of iser is shatnez? It's a lav. Davar sheni miskavim is
mutter.
Nisuch hamay, hayayin. Beautiful. Beautiful. You're pouring it on the fire. It is a lav. An chol. It's lo tichbeh. You can't extinguish the light, the fire on the mizbeach. It's a lav. Davar sheni miskavim. Mutter. When do we assume, says the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, according to the Ron, according to Tosfos, Davar sheni miskavim is going to be nevertheless usur, is if it's not a shigas lav, but if it's a shigas misa, shigas chenek, then Davar sheni miskavim is going to be, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to be what? Usur. So asks the Ron, wait a second. I can think of a case that's a Misa case where we assume Davar sheni miskavim is mutter. What is that, of course? Shabbos! Shabbos, which is the, like, grandmother of all Davar sheni miskavim. This is classic Davar sheni miskavim. Shabbos, what's the avera, what's the onus if you violate Shabbos b'mezid? Chag Misa, it's skila. So this is a shigas Misa, and yet do we apply the rule Davar sheni miskavim mutter by Shabbos? Of course we do. Of course we do. This is the kasha of the Ron. So the Ron asks that you have an example. Muter but lav daminin to gabe kilai mochiksus is zeda. Afal gav de hutter davar sheni miskavim be iser misa. When do we matter by iser misa also? Dahainu iser Shabbos de ika skila. That's an exception to the rule. Shabbos is different. Why is Shabbos different? Hainu taima. Mishum de maleches machsheves asra Torah. Because Shabbos is going to have a heightened das requirement. A heightened machshava requirement. Based on what principle? Maleches machsheves. Maleches machsheves says, in order to be chayv on Shabbos, I need craftsman's workmanship. That requires an overt kavana. And even though, says the Ron in Kol HaTorah Kula, Davar sheni miskavim by Averos Chamuros is what? Is usur. But Shabbos, even though it's not Avera Chamura, Maleches Machsheves Asra Torah. We're going to be more lenient on Shabbos than we are on Kol HaTorah Kula, which what it means is that the Ptur of Davar sheni miskavim in Kol HaTorah Kula is actually going to be more expansive and perhaps different than when? Than on Shabbos. Okay, that is something I want you to have in the back of your head. It's going to be very significant going forward. You don't need it in the front of your head right now, but we're going to be seeing echoes of this idea that Davar sheni miskavim in Kol HaTorah Kula is different then Dover Shem is Kavin in Shabbos, and this Ran is just one of what will be a plethora of rias to that idea. Yes?
Didn't Rav Shimon say that the Dover Shem is Kavin will only applies to a Darabanan on Shabbos?
What?
Didn't we say yesterday that it only applies
to there's that, that's, a Darabanan? The answer is you're referring to the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav in Shabbos. The end of the Gemara moves away from that.
Okay.
The answer is no, but I don't want to get stuck into that Gemara right now. Yes?
What is a lav?
A lav is a Torah prohibition where the Torah enjoins behavior, but not with a punishment of Misa. Okay. Let's start Tosas. We're going to start Tosas. And again, this Tosas is going to take us, we'll learn it today, just pshat, and then we're going to start to get into it in greater detail on Sunday. Okay, remind me, what is our Gemara talking about? I forgot already. There are four shiurim. If you're taking up weeds in your lawn, taking up grasses in your lawn, what is your agenda? Agenda number one might be you're doing it la'achila for your consumption. What's the shear? Kigrow garris. Agenda number two is you want to feed your animal. What's the shear? Kamalei piagdi. Agenda number three is you want to do it for kindling wood. What's the shear? Kedei lavatzel beitz akala. Agenda number four is you want to go ahead and clean up your fields of the weeds. So then the shear is kolshu. So Gemara asks, even if you're doing it for the first three agendas, when you're pulling up the weeds, are you not fixing your field? So you should always be chayav for what?
For
kolshin. As answers the Gemara, two answers. Answer number one is ba'agam shanu. We're talking about a what?
Swamp.
A swamp, so there's no yipri kaka. Yeah, so the whole sukkah is talking about a swamp. Answer number two is no, we're talking about regular fields. But what's your kavana? Your kavana is for cooking. So therefore you're not going to be chayav for what? For yipui karka. But what do you mean? It's a psik.
Resha.
So the Gemara says, you didn't do it in your field. You did it where? In your neighbor's field. Okay. Now, Ving. How many times in Shas does the Gemara use the language of psik resha velo yamos, or psik resha? That's correct. Many, many times. Many times. Definitely between 7 and 15 times. It's a lot of times. How many times does the Gemara use the language of psik resha delo nichale in shas? The answer is you'll never find it. You will never find the lashon of psik resha nichale in the shas. Ever. Where will you find the language of psik resha nichale? You're going to find it most prominently in a Rishon, who we're going to refer to as the Aruch. The Aruch. And the Aruch has a very famous Shita in Psik Resha. He says Psik Resha is Chayav, but only if the Psik Resha has a benefit to you. If it's beneficial. Nichale. But if it's lo nichale, then Psik Resha is 100% mutter. And this Tosfos starts to explore this topic. So let's take a look inside. Rav Osai, what is the great, clear indication that the Aruch is correct? Psik resha delo nichle is mutter. Give me a slam dunk Gemara. Our Gemara! Because in our Gemara, the Gemara says, when am I allowed to go ahead and pull out the weeds and I don't have to worry if I'm doing it for kindling wood, I don't have to worry about yipri akarka. Whose field is it? It's my friend's field. And let's just assume my friend is not such a friend. You see, if he's a friend, then I might want him to have a nice field. But if he's not such a friend, then what? Then do I care?
No.
I don't care. And therefore, what's the nature of the psik resha? Lo nichalei. If it's a psik resha, lo nichalei, what's the din? Mutter. Let's see inside. So says Tosfos. Lo tzrika de'avid ba'ar de'chavrei perish ba'orich. So the Aruch explains, psik resha lo nichalei kagon. We're talking about an acher. She'eno ohavo. That you don't like him so much. If you don't like him so much, then what kind of psikresha is it? It's a psikresha de lo nichle. Yafe. Then he says further, the hakot says baheres. What's the case? You're doing bris mila ane baheres bishas mila she'ein lo hana'a. Are you getting any benefit from the removal of the baheres? Are you getting any benefit from the removal of the baheres? What are you doing? You're doing a bris mila. You're not wrong. And the Rishonim are bothered by this. But Tosa presented like this, and we'll have to discuss this. Vakotis baheres b'shas mila. She'in lo hana, you don't have hana from what? From the removal of the baheres. Mutter lechatchila. The afilu iser derabanan leka. So he's assuming, questionable, but he's assuming that hakotis baheres is the case of. Is it psik resha?
Yeah,
yes. Nichalei alo nichalei, do you have any benefit from, let's say, it's a child, it's an eight-day-old child. Is there any dinim of tzaraz that apply to an eight-day-old child? The answer is l'chora not. And therefore, is there any real hana from the removal of the tzaraz, qua tzaraz? The answer says no. Psik resha alo nichalei is mutter. Okay, we'll talk about that. Then you have another case, a very famous case, really, really important, and a massive tosis in Ksuvas Davav, which we definitely will have to get into. Goes like this. I'm going to say the case, and then we'll read the Tosis. Hi, Misuchraya Dinazaisa. What?
We
skipped. Oh, we did? We didn't skip anything. Says the Aruch, V'hitir Rabbeinu Chavis, if you have a barrel, shepakekuhu bapishton. How do you cork a barrel of wine? You take a piece of wood, you take some cloth, and you wrap it around the wood, and then you put it into the hole. Why do you need the cloth?
It absorbs the seal.
Because that's the seal, exactly. That's the seal. So you cork it. V'hita Rebbeinu chavis shepaku bepishton. So it's been corked with this pishton. Can you remove the cork on Shabbos? What's the issue? See, what happens when you have that cloth and you try and extract it? You're going to end up inevitably squeezing out some of the material. What happens when you squeeze out the material? Give me the name of the malacha. Dust or schita. This is schita. Is it inevitably going to happen?
Yeah.
Yes. What's going to happen to the wine that you squeeze out of that material?
You're going to lose it.
It's going to fall to the ground. So says the Aruch, psik resha, delo nichalei, is mutter. V'hitir rabbeinu chavis shepak bepishta lahasap kak belimshav l'men ayayim b'shabes v'af al pi she'i efshar shelo yischot. Kishamesa hapkak have psik resha kavon de eno nana beschita zos shayaya no fala aretz umutter. So far, what did the Aruch muster as his proofs? Proof number one is our Gemara. Then he has the Baheres case. Then he has the case of the cork. Let me throw in another case for you for a second. Relax. What?
The first and third one are Shabbos. The middle one isn't.
The first and third are. That's true. This is our. No, this is Tosis quoting the Aruch. Now let me throw out another case. Stay with me. Because this is a Meir Eisner case. Watch this. You're doing wine libations in the Beis HaMikdash. Ziluf Hayayin. So how did the Gemara explain? Do you pour it into a bowl or do you pour it onto the fire itself? What did the Gemara say? Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where do you pour the wine? Into the bowl. Why? Because Davar Shem Miskaven is us. According to Rabbi Shimon, where do you pour the wine? Onto the fire. Asks Meir Eisner. How can Rabbi Shimon allow what? How can he allow you to pour it on the fire? It's true, it's a Davar Shem Miskaven. But it's a what? It's a psik resha. What's the answer? Do you want the extinguishment of the fire? You're just doing your wine lavish. You don't need the fire to be extinguished. That is not in your interest. So this is called a psik resha there. Lo nichale, says the Aruch. I have a fourth Gemara that would seem to corroborate my view. Psik resha de lo nichale is mutter. And that's really, really significant. I promise you, on any given Shabbos in the modern home, you will confront psik resha de lo nichale cases. And if you have a mutter in your pocket, wow, that's going to be big. That's going to be big. Aruch is good. Relax. Comes along Tysus. And Tysus says, Ve'eino nira. No. I don't think so. Okay, you good, Yashikai. You think you got four Gemaras up your sleeve? I got Gemaras too, says Tysus. I got Gemaras too. Gemara number 5. And each one of these Gemaras is going to have to be explored. Because if the Aruch has Rayas, then who's going to have to answer the Rayas? Tos is going to have to deal with these Gemaras. And if Tos has Rayas, then who's going to have to answer those Rayas? The Aruch. So says Tosis. The Eino Nira, the Hamafis Mursa. We've seen Mafis Mursa before. You remember her?
Her?
Yeah. Mafis Mursa. What was Mafis Mursa? Are you allowed to lance a boil on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Mafis Mursa lahotzi mimenu lecha. If you want to remove the pus out of a boil, the din is it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So says Tosis, Haya Aser. It should have been Aser. Ilav mishum tsara de gufa. If it weren't for the fact that you were in pain. Tsara de gufa is matter and iser to make it mutter. Afalpi. She'eno nene klal bebinyan ha-pesach. Ve'eno miskaven klal lebinyan ha-pesach. Elo lenekiva ba'alma. Meaning to say, you might recall from the Makba Patish bonus sugyas, when you make a hole for ingress and egress, if it's a one-way hole, it's bone. If it's a two-way hole, it's Makba Patish. Either way, what's your intention over here? To make a hole? Your intention is to remove the pus. Your intention is not to make a Pesach. Says Tosis. But are you making a Pesach? You're making a Pesach. Inevitably, to remove the pus, what do you need to do? You need to make a Pesach. So that's a psik resha. According to the Ara, can you go and lance your boy? Does Mara say you can lance a boil on Shabbos? Yes, you can. Why?
Only because
you can because?
Only because you're in pain.
Only because you're in pain. If it wasn't the fact you're in pain, then it would be what?
Aser.
Says Tosis. This is a case of psik resha. Dilo nichale. And it really ought to be Aser. But because of Tsar, he tir. So says Tosis. What does this Gemara stand for? Psik resha lo nichale is? Is Aser midrabanan. If it's pain, it's mutter. But if it's not pain, Aser midrabanan. How's it lo nichale? You don't need the hole. You don't need the hole. That's what Tosis is saying. You don't need the hole. And therefore, psiresh l'nichle. He says it. Relax. Can we go weiter? Okay, then he goes further. This is a Gemara that you saw. A little complicated, but let's stay with me. V'chein hevi rashba mimachat shel yad lito bo'es hakotz. You have a pin, a needle, and you want to take out a what? Hello?
A splinter.
The mukila bahanechnakim krabi simu damram lachsin zulufa pater aleha. Really, that Gemara is like Rav Shimon. That Malacha Shein Zekufa is what?
Pater.
Is Pater. Pater means what? Pater Aval? Us. So why is it mutter to take out a splinter on Shabbos? Mishum Tsara Shuri. Once again, because of Tsar, it's allowed. Do you want the wound that's going to be created over here? Do you want the wound? You don't want the wound. You don't want the wound. You don't what? You don't want the wound. The afa pisha eno nehene bechabura. Even though you're not getting what? Benefit from the wound. Why is it mutter to do this? It's mutter to do because of pain. If it wasn't for the pain, what would be the din? Aser. Says Tosis, psikresh to anichala is? Is aser. Ila mishum sar de gufa. If it weren't for the fact of Sar de Gufa. Now, Rabosai, I'm going to make a statement now which you're not going to understand fully. Because I don't understand fully. But I'm just going to make the statement. Because I want you to I want your mind to start to explode a little bit. Rabosai, the case of Mafis Mursa. Shmuel Barg is sitting here. He had a good night's sleep, Baruch Hashem. And he's sitting here and saying, wait a second. I what do you mean I don't want the hole? What's with the hole? Do I want the hole? Am I making the hole? How do I get the pus out without the hole? I need the hole for the pus, yes? So is it Davar Sheni Miskaven? See, Mafis Mursa. And again, I'm not gonna explain this right now fully, but I just wanna just planting some seeds. Is really, really, really a Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa case. Am I intending to make this hole?
Yeah.
I'm intending to make the hole. Do I want the hole?
No.
I don't want the hole. What do I want?
Pus
removal. I don't want the hole. But do I intend to make the hole?
Yeah.
So it's really, what's Tosis doing? Tosis is messing with us a little bit. He's messing with us a little bit. I'm just saying he's messing with us a little bit. And I just want you to, we got to understand this. He's telling me, oh, that's a case of psik resha dilo. Nichalei, and what's the din? What's the din? If it wasn't for Tzah, what's the din? Us. And I'm saying, wait a second. Barg is saying, wait a second. You're trying to pull one on me. It's not really a davar shem iskave psikreshal nichalei case. It's really a case of malacha shena tzricha l'gufa. And the next case, where the Gemara is even more explicit. What does the Gemara say about this case of the colts? You're going ahead and removing a splinter. And you're going to cause a chabura. What does the Gemara say about that? It's Kor Davi Shimon who says Malach Hashem Shuluv is Pater. What is Tosis kind of doing?
He's bringing
up Psik Reisha De Lo Nichalei, which is in which family, which world? Davar Sheni Miskaven world. But he's somehow conflating. What? Slow down about the Aruch. And I'm just, again, I'm not giving you anything. I'm just kind of just overview, learning a Tosis with you. Look at the next Tosis. It's a little itty-bitty Tosis. We're not stopping. Don't worry. I just want to show you the next Tosis. Ba'ar de Chavre. Where'd you go ahead and... whose field are you doing this in? Look what Tosis writes. Perish? Dahavia Malacha She'ena Tzvicha L'Gufa. Are you doing it in his field? Well, then, it's Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa.
Which still isn't allowed, though.
You're right. It's not allowed. Tzver! My point is, in the worldview of Tosis, somehow, is Davar She'ena Miskaven a unique and distinct concept from Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa? Yes, it is. It is. But once you get into the world of Tosis is somehow going to do something weird to us. He's going to say Psikreshul Nichalei is the same as Malach Shein Zulgufa. What's the din by Malach Shein Zulgufa?
Potter.
What's the din by Psikreshul Nichalei? Potter. And somehow there's going to be some relationship. By the way, I'm not saying anything, just trying to confuse you. just trying to confuse you. Is malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa a halacha in kol haTorah kula or only in Shabbos? Will you ever find a din of malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa in kol haTorah kula? Think of the words. Malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. Is it Shabbos or kol haTorah kula? You remember Tosas Daf Sadi Hey from the beginning of the year?
No.
What's the definition of Malacha Shentul Gufa? Done for a purpose other than it was done in the Mishkan. Malacha Shentul Gufa is a total, unique Shabbos concept. What is Tosas doing? Psik Reshul Nichole, when it's Shabbos, somehow creates Malacha Shentul Gufa. I don't know how, but he's like putting these things together. He even says it. Our sugya, the Ara de Chavre, is what? Is Potter because of? He quotes the quotes, Mafis Mursa. Wow, my head is spinning. Arye Alter?
Yeah.
You're going to be wishing you were back in Bona Maka Pakish. I'm joking. We will. 1 second. I want to just finish the tesis. Meisner is going to get upset at me. So look what he says. Now, Rabbo say, what does our Gemara say? What does our Gemara say? Kanzler. What is a country club? Rabbo say, what did Aruch say? Remind me back to the Aruch. How do you understand Lotchicha Ba'ara de Chavrei? Why, what's the pshat? I don't care about the Yipui Karka, because it's in whose field? It's not in my field, it's in his field. So look at now what he says. Now Tosas at least got to learn our Gemara, because our Gemara looks like a slam dunk riot for who? For the Aruch. Avi Cohen, wake up. Yeah. Sure. V'ha deka amar lo tzricha de avid ba'ara de chavrei. Watch this move that Tosas does. Hainu! Delo mechayev chatas, aval isura ika. What did Gemara say? In order to be chayev a korban chatas, an isur doraisa, what's the shear? If you're doing it for your field, kosher. If you're doing it for an animal, mole piagdi, beitzakala, grogeris. You know what the pshat is? I'm doing my neighbor's field. So therefore, I'm not going to be chayv a carbon chatas. That's what the Gemara said. But it's still nisid rabbanan. Still nisid rabbanan. Okay. What about ziluf hayayin? That was a good raya for the aruch. No. Remember the ziluf hayayin case? You're pouring the wine where? Where? You're pouring the wine where? You're pouring the wine where? On the Mizbeach, says the Gemara, it's mutter. Why, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, Davar Shem Sekhanav is mutter, says Eisner, what do you mean? It's a psik resha, says the Aruch. What kind of psik resha is it? Psik resha delo nichale. How is Tosa going to get out of that? Simple. So what does Tosa say? No problem. It's not a psikresha. Why is it not a psikresha? What? No, this is not a Shabbos Gemara. And chol, you can't extinguish the eish on the mizbeach. No, tricky. Who says a psikresha? You know what it's a psik resha when you take a lot of wine and you pour it on the mizbeach. But who says ziluf hayayin needs a lot of wine? Maybe it's drip, drip, drip. Maybe, says Tosas. Maybe, says Tosas. Myri delo habi psik resha shema zalfo betipin dakos. Because you're dripping in what kind of drips? Little drips. You know what little drips doesn't do? It doesn't necessarily extinguish a fire. It might extinguish a fire. What's the key word? What's the key word?
Might.
If it's might. Or inami al gabe he'evorim. Where do you didn't throw the wine where? On the fire, but rather on the limbs, on the Evarim. And then, Esher, Shelo Yechabe Ha'esh. Esher! What's the key word? Not a psik resha. Not a psik resha. That's why it's... Watch this. Last case. Last case for today. 2-3 days ago, we discussed a hadas. Do you remember the hadas? Sukkah daf lamed gimel. Rambam Hilchos Lulav 8-5. A hadas. Lots of berries. Remember? Remember? We discussed it quickly. Lots of berries. Too many berries. More berries than... Than leaves. More berries than leaves, what's the din? Puzzle. But now it's Sukkot, you need it's Yontif, you want to shake a hadas, you need your hadas. What do you do? So the Gemara says, well, you can't just pull off the berries, because if you pull off the berries, you're violating Isser of Tikkun Maneh. You're fixing the Kli. You're fixing the hadas. An Isser of Makabe Patish. So what should you do? Likton le'achila. Pluck the berries to do what? Eat. And mamela, what's going to happen? Your hadas is going to be fixed. Asks the Gemara in Sukkah daf lamed gimel, a Gemara we're going to have to learn. What do you guys learned Gemara Sukkah daf lamed gimel? You guys are Shas people. So Sukkah lamed gimel, likton le'achila. You ate it. You're eating it. So that's okay. Davar she'eino. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Darshan is Kavin? Look down at Achila. Vaha Rav Vabai Omitabai, Psik Reisha Velo Yamos, Rav Shimon agrees is in Isidoraisa. When you pluck it for Achila, what's inevitably going to happen? A Tikkun Ahadas. A Tikkun Ahadas. And if you have a Tikkun Ahadas, then what? Psik Reisha, it's us, sir. So what's your solution over here? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Bide isle hoshana achrisi. Nah. You don't need this hadas. You got another hadas. Ooh. So who's going to be very excited by this Gemara? The Aruch is going to be very excited. Ving, how many times in Shas does it say Psegresh lo nicholei? Zero. But how many times in Shas does it say Psegresh lo nicholei? Sukkah Lama Gimel. 16. Zvachim Dav Tzadi Aleph. Ksuvas Dav. You have all these Gemaras that don't say it. But Lechora, what is Islay Hoshana Achriz? You have another Hoshana. Do you need this Hoshana? No. So when this Hoshana becomes kosher, do you need it? You don't need it. So what's that called? Psik Reisha Deh? Lo Nichai. That's why it's Mutter. So who's going to have a big problem with this Gemara? Tosa's going to have a big problem with this Gemara. So what does Tosa say? So look at Tosis. So says Taisus, but I hope Sigresh is what? Sigresh lo nichalei is an Issa Drabbana. V'leka lameimar, don't say, back to Makapatish, a little Yisod Makapatish, don't say, Kevan de Isle Hoshana Yeterta, Eino Metakin Klum. Maybe you'll tell me there's no Tikkun over here. Because when do you violate Makapatish? If you want it, if you need it, we saw the Rambams that said there has to be a Dover HaMiskaving. If you don't want it or need it, then it's not Makabat. Don't say that. Because the Imkain, Amai Ka'amar, Hasan, the Sabla Kabud, Amar Dover HaMiskaving, Mutter, Miu, Yeshlomar. So says Taisus, what a big Yeso. This Tosa is pregnant with stuff. Says Taisus, what? Let's say I did. I pulled off the berries. I was machshir the hadas. What kind of issue would that be? What? Why do you say that? Really? I build a kli. It's nizdir rabbanan. I build a kli. Mita shel tarsim. What does the Gemara say? Mita shel tarsim. According to Rashi, chayav chatas mishum what mishum. But Tosis says you're right. This is only nizdir rabbanan. This is only Makabe patis drabana. Why? Why? Tosa says that in Masechet Sukkah. But that's not Tosa's here. Why is onus drabana? If I build, if I blow a kli zechuchis, doraisa drabana. Doraisa. Mita shel tarsim, doraisa drabana. Doraisa. Pull the berries off a hadas. The rice or drabana. What's the difference?
It's not beneficial. You're not gaining anything.
I'm gaining a lot. I'm gaining a new hadas, a kosher hadas. It's a mitzvah. What?
It's a mitzvah. It's nothing you want.
Right.
You're not doing it for your own physical pleasure. You're not doing it for your own physical pleasure.
You're doing it because you
want to
serve Hashem.
No.
It was there before.
You do it
for
Makabe
Patish
Doraisa.
At the end of the law.
When you are making a physical change in something. What is the tikkun mana of this hadas? It's a halachic change. It's a halachic change. Can you be Tovel Kalim in the Mikvah on Shabbos?
No. This would say yes.
Can you be Tovel Kalim in the Mikvah on Shabbos? The answer is, Minat Torah, it's allowed. Because you haven't, but Midrabanan, you've created a halachic shift. That's only Midrabanan. So what? So what?
Yeah.
Sigrei shel nichal. Okay, fair enough. Good, we'll take it. In other words, what Tosis is saying is a huge yesod. Is you know why I'm not worried about Hoshana Achrisi? Because when the underlying iser is only an iser derabana, then even I Tosros will agree with the Aruch. Sikresha dilo nichale. On an Isser Doraisa, says Tosis. No, that's Asser. That's Asser. But if the underlying Isser is only an Isser Derabanan, like this case of Oshana Achrisi, why is it only Isser Derabanan? Because what kind of change are you making in the Hadas? It's a halachic change. So halachic change is only drabanan. And now I already have another Hoshana, so it's Psikresha the Onikla and it's a drabanan. That's the Tosis motif. Did I get that right? Yeshom the Osa Tikka Mua Kamomit Anavim, Lo Asal Midrabanan, Lo Gozu Rabanan, Kisha Eno Nen. So for Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to discuss. Okay? What we need to discuss is, first of all, don't do that. First of all, what is the lumdus of the Shitas Ha'arach? What, and before we get to that, we need to understand psikresha. What is the logic? Davashemishkam, what's the din?
Mutter.
Psikresha, what's the din? Chayev. Lonichale, what's the din? Machlokas Aruch and Tosis. So what I'm going to do Sunday with you is we're going to see how you get from point A to B to C. The Darvish Miskavin is Mutter. Psikresha Denichale is Chayav. The Lo Nichale branches out Machlokas Aruch and Tosis. What exactly is that Machlokas all about? Why is it Malach Shem Shiluf according to Tosis? What is going on over there? How will each Rishon start to reconcile the other shitas and how this will play out with the underlying issues only is drabanan. What about the following? I'll leave you with food for thought. It's winter, Baruch Hashem. So let's say they serve grapefruit for lunch as a vorspeise. They don't, but let's say they did. Well, you buy a grapefruit and you're going to have some grapefruit as your opening course. How are you going to eat the grapefruit? They're going to give you one of those halves. They're going to like cut it up for you, take a spoon, you start scooping out. What happens when you scoop out? You're squeezing the juice. Juice comes out. Is that your intention?
No.
It's not your intention. You want to eat some fruit. What's inevitably going to happen? Juice comes out. Do you want the juice? Nah, you don't need the juice. You don't need it. You don't want it. You're doing it for the fruit. You don't need the juice. Psikresha dilo? Dilo nichale. Are you allowed to eat grapefruit on Shabbos?
Yeah.
All depends on this sugya. All depends. Is squeezing out the grapefruit a doraisa or a drabana? Or a drabana. Anyway, we have a lot to do. Have a great Shabbos. We'll see you soon. Enjoy.